Haywire, young regional Australians telling it like it is.
Luke Stevens, Gibson, Western Australia.
4 a.m. The alarm goes off. It's looking to be a good one. I have the day off school to work for a local farmer baling straw, while Dad is off with a local fire brigade. I love being out of the classroom working on the land. After finishing baling around midday, Paddy, the local cocky, calls me and tells me there are some severe fires burning and a ban is in place on harvest and farm vehicle movements, so I won't be needed for the afternoon. I return home. The heat is harsh, the wind is fierce and howling through the trees. I think about Dad out fighting the fire. This time of year, Dad would usually be out working hard, carting hay. But out here, you drop everything to help our community. I reckon I'll join Dad in his volunteer brigade when I finish school. But for now, all I can do is wait and watch outside, where the thick, black smoke continues to fill the air. There are now two major bushfires burning. One is out of control, crossing farmland and destroying anything in its path. It is only getting hotter when Mum arrives home from work. She says we have to leave now. We drive to Esperance for shelter. By evening, the fire is no longer a threat to our home, so we decide to return. As we are leaving, my phone rings. It is Dad. His voice isn't right. He sounds blank when he asks for Mum. I later found out that 4 people had died and one of them was our good mate. He had been driving around the neighbouring properties, telling people to evacuate.
Mate, you've got to go. It's critical that you leave now.
He saved many lives, but lost his. We sat around home that night, mourning the loss of a mate, a family friend, a local legend, and a football club life member. A bloke that would go out of his way to help anyone in need. The next week or so was the worst I can remember, but the response from the community was amazing. Hundreds of volunteers came together, making food and being there for the farmers that had lost everything and the families who had lost loved ones. I will never forget that day and the people who lost their lives.
Haywire.